Hi, this is Scott Stanley, continuing to explore the deep things of God. In our last podcast, which was a question and answer period, one question was, if the heavens equal God's understanding, why do I need a new heavens? And I'm glad that question came up and I was able to answer it the way I did. I want to start there to continue our understanding of the seals and what's happening. The reason we need a new heavens is because of the apostasy. What we have been told God thinks, and what we have been told God believes, is an error, because we've been in apostasy all of our church lives. We have believed in God and been with people in our churches who believe in God, but they don't know God. And that's completely different. That's apples and oranges. I believe in God, but do I know God? See, Caiaphas, the high priest, believed in God. That's why he was the high priest. But he didn't know God, because he didn't know the Son of God. If you know God, and you understand God, then your heavens would not need to be made new. But none of us come into this having a conversion experience, wanting to serve God, getting on that white horse. None of us understand the truth about God. And that's why, you know, you've got all these different denominations. Everybody interprets the Bible a different way. But it's the last generation church that will understand it, who will come out of the apostasy. And really, the apostasy, the main doctrine of the apostasy is the Trinity, denying the Father and Son in eternity past, and denying Christ came in the flesh. So we have to come to a place where God can give us the truth concerning Himself, and we receive it. Now, if the Lord is going to describe us people who need a new heaven, people who are believing the apostasy they've been taught, then one way to describe that would be to use the number 4. Why? Because 4 stands for earthly completeness. Another symbol of self and needing a new heaven would be the earth. You can have an earthly heaven. What do you mean? Earth is self. And you can have an understanding what you think God believes, the way you think God thinks, but it's earthly, because you've put your own meanings to it. Or you've allowed other people to say, this is what God demands of you, this is what God wants, this is what He'll do if you don't. You know, all of the things that we say about God, and really it's of the earth. They're earthly. It's just mainly self. Another symbol of self is east, the word east. When you literally look at this planet in outer space, it's turning. It always heads east. It's always turning to the east, because the people on this planet follow their own self. When you enter into the sanctuary of God, Go back to Exodus and look at the building of the sanctuary. When you walk into that sanctuary, your back is to the east. And you're headed west. If you follow the sun, you're headed west. The sun, of course, is a symbol of Christ. Turn your back to south, east, and follow the sun. So, I want you to look at Revelation 7:1. Why turn here? Because if you look at the sixth seal, God is closing the heavens. When you cry out for help, He'll answer you with, "Your son is as black as sackcloth of hair." The way you're reading the book, the law, the Bible, is red, meaning you're putting your own definitions to it. And all of the things that you have devised with your wrong interpretation of Christ and reading the book according to your own self, those messages need to fall to the earth. And He says, we're going to roll the heaven together like a scroll. He shuts it because He's getting ready to give you a new heaven. If you really want help in your life, you're going to have to turn away from your denominational teaching and turn to God and let Him teach you His understanding. Jesus' understanding is called the faith of Christ. And you see that in Galatians 2:16. In Galatians 2:16, that's a very important scripture because it helps define, it helps get something through to us. Let me put it like that. Galatians 2:16, knowing a man is not justified or made righteous by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. That word is not in, it's of. And if your Bible says faith in Jesus Christ, it's wrong. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. See, it's two different things. You can have faith in Jesus, but you want the faith of Jesus. And Paul literally says right there, we believe in Him to have the faith of Him. Well, the faith of Christ will produce in you a new heaven, a new understanding of how God sees things. So, when I look at this closing of the heavens, God is going to have to give us the new heaven. This is Revelation 7. And Revelation 7, the way this begins, after these things I saw four. I could just say earthly angels or earthly messengers. Angels, you know, I think sometimes we get it in our head that when we see this word angel, we think of, you know, heavenly beings flying around, and we have this literal picture. But in the book of Revelation, angels are people. And it's a description of a messenger. Now, if you'll look at Revelation 21, verse 9, there came unto me one of the seven messengers, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. So here you have an angel who pours out the plagues, who is telling John, I'll show you the Lamb's wife. verse 15. Just skip down to 15. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates of it and the wall of it. The city lies four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. He measured the wall of it 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. So, I began to realize if angels are simply the word messenger, but it's a symbol of a person who can deliver a message, then looking at Revelation 7:1, I saw four messengers. Another way to say that is just earthly people. People whose understanding was of the earth. They're carrying the apostasy. They're standing on the four corners of the earth. See, they're standing. Their base, you know, what they're standing on is the earth. Self. Their own determinations of God. Their own determinations of the Scripture. And they're holding the four winds of the earth, the earthly spirits. That word wind is just simply spirits. They hold to earthly understanding so that no wind. King James put that the wind. That's actually no wind. So that no wind or no truth should blow on the earth or the sea or any tree. Now, here you have a picture God has painted for you of the entire universal church. They're earthly spirits. They are standing on the earth. And they don't want any wind, any truth, any spirit to blow on their earth, or the sea, or any tree. If you walk into a church today, a universal church, and the Spirit begins to come out of your mouth, they don't want you teaching that in their church. Neither do they want you giving it to the sea, the rest of the people in the world. They want you shut down. What about the trees? They don't want this on any tree. Well, trees, if you go back to the Old Testament, the same word for tree is a counselor. And the Scriptures are our counselors. They don't want your wind in that church changing any doctrine they believe. They're going to fight you. But here is a group of people in that place, but they are being accessed by another messenger in verse 2. I saw another messenger. He is ascending away from the east. Well, the word ascending is to ascend away from the earth. Here is a messenger who is not standing on the earth. He is understanding the heavenly truth of God. Look at what it says about him. He has the seal of the living God, or confirmation of the living God. In other words, he knows the truth. He is growing in that truth because he is ascending away from the earth and away from the east, from self. And he has the truth of God. And he cries with a loud voice to those four messengers who are standing on the earth. And he tells them, well, first, you can't leave out the end of verse 2. These four messengers, earthly messengers, to whom it was given, King James put hurt. It means to act unjustly. These four angels are acting unjustly to the earth and sea. How? Because they're trying to prevent the truth from being told. They are acting unjustly. If I walk into a church and I begin to share the truth about the Son of God, and they shut me down, they are acting unjustly toward their church. How can you say that strong enough? They're acting unjustly when they prevent the truth from being told. We know that. No one has to tell us that. Here, God has used these symbols to show us how he's going to give you a new heaven. Now let's look at this. He's saying, this messenger who is ascending into the heavens, away from the earth, away from the east, he says, hurt not, or don't act unjustly toward the earth or sea or the counselors. Don't act unjustly. In other words, don't prevent yourself or anyone else from hearing the truth until the servants of our God are sealed in their foreheads. He's going to give a message, and he is going to seal, put God's stamp of approval on the servants of God. Who are his servants and who are not his servants? And I heard the number of them which were sealed, which were confirmed to be true. There were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, this is where people who do not understand what they're reading go way off with this 144,000. I want you to turn to Revelation 14 and just bear with me as we read this. And you look in your Bible, I am not making this up. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. Now, Mount Zion is the church, Hebrews 12. The lamb, of course, is the risen Savior. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having the lamb's father's name written in their foreheads. And I think one of the first things I noticed about that is that it's the name of the Father in the forehead. It's not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They have the name of the Father in their forehead. But my question is, who would the 144,000 be? What are we talking about here? Verse 2. And I heard a voice from the heavens, God's understanding, as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder or rebuke. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And the harpers sung a new song, before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one, King James put man, it's no one could learn that song but the 144,000, notice, which were redeemed from the earth. Next verse, carefully now. These are they which were not defiled with women. Now, what people do is assume, well, that's talking about the 144,000. It isn't. It's talking about the harpers, those who were playing the harps. How do I know? Because let's continue reading this verse. These are they which were not defiled with women. They are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from humanity, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. So here you've got the 144,000 being redeemed from the earth. The harpers are redeemed from humanity. See, when you look at Revelation 7 and you see the messenger being a human being, a person who in his understanding is turning away from self and headed west, following the Lord, giving a message confirming what's true and what isn't. Having that understanding to take the doctrines that have been cast to the earth. You remember that in Daniel? You remember reading in Daniel 8 about the little horn? And he takes the truth and casts it to the ground. Daniel 8:10. And it waxed great to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Those hosts are stars. What are we talking about? What is he stamping to the ground? The truth. And it's at this point in Revelation 7, the messengers of God pick it back up, dust it off, and put the seal of God on it and say, this is what is true. So you see in Revelation 14, the 144,000 are redeemed from the earth because they have been cast to the earth and stamped down. The 144,000 are the truths of God that have been made earthly. Man has put his definition to God's word. The harpers are those who have grown in compassion toward people. How does that happen? Because they're understanding the cross. And they're learning the truths that were cast down need to be picked up and put back into the heavens. We need to take this literal explanation of the Son of God, this explanation that they have of the Trinity, and put God's meaning to it. God says, through Paul, there's only one God, the Father. 1 Corinthians 8:6. And it's all of these truths. What you're saying in Revelation 7 takes time. And I'm telling you, I have lived through that process. I have lived through this process of years discovering what the truth really is, coming to an understanding that Jesus is the Son of God, that symbols are the truth. God uses symbols to teach us that we have a sin problem called iniquity. And when you start putting all that truth together, you come back to the Bible and you begin to discover what I thought God thought was wrong. Thank God he sent a messenger to confirm what the truth was. Thank God there was a group of people all coming out of that apostasy together and discovering the truth about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the church, life, death, immortality. All of these things needed to be dusted off from the earth and placed back into the heavens. It is here where God is giving the church a new heavens. Now, if I am new coming into this truth and hearing this maybe for the first time, it would be the struggle of my life. Because it is so hard to believe, you know, when we look at our churches, that they're deceiving you. They're not doing it on purpose. They're doing it because they themselves are deceived. And when you start to come out of that, just like he said in Revelation 18, when you start coming out of Babylon, when God says, come out of her, my people, come out of that confusion, they begin to wail because they think this is such a great city, a great understanding to have, to live in. God's calling you into New Jerusalem to live in an understanding of Him. And these truths can shake you to the core. Remember when He says, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth? Well, to shake the earth is to bring you to a place where maybe you're not so sure what you're believing is true. Maybe you're not overcoming sin. Maybe you're facing the truth of it. Maybe you're seeing problems in your church. So the Lord, then, if you're questioning it, He'll send you the truth about the heavens. And that will shake the earth. You're at the end of the world. There isn't a more important time to live. This is it. And we've been lied to. Maybe I shouldn't say lied. People aren't lying to you. They're just misleading you because they don't know the truth. But we've been misled long enough. It's time to pick up your Bible and let God help you through it so that you could be set free. Jesus died to redeem us from iniquity. Titus 2:14. He died to redeem you from iniquity. Iniquity is twisted thinking. He died so you could possess the truth of God. You want the truth. You want to possess the keys to the kingdom. You want to understand what it means to be in the kingdom of God. You want to know what it means that He is saving you by sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Believing the truth will show you how to grow in sanctification of the Spirit. Again, all of this can be overwhelming. And I beg you, send me questions. Get in touch with me. Contact me. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know how I can help you. Listen, if I'm wrong, you need to help me see the truth then. But if I'm right, then I would say, come into the ark with the rest of us. Because God is sending rain from heaven, and the water from the earth will come up and clash with it. And if you're not in the ark, you're going to be carried away in that flood. And you will miss the meaning of life. This closes our podcast for today. I pray that you're seeing light in what you're hearing, and I pray God is glorified in our lives as He opens up the truth to move us out of the apostasy of the universal church. Father, thank you for loving us and helping us to see truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.